Thank you for listening to the Scheduling and Communications Training. I'm Anna Herring, the Kids Ministry Director, and I have the honor of equipping you today. There's a document that goes with this training, so please open that up and let's get started. So there are two parts to this training. The first is scheduling and the second is communication. Both are absolutely vital and a part of kids ministry. This is the administrative behind the scenes stuff to make sure that every class is fully covered, that all of you feel like you have the support and the team you need to serve these kids and minister to them, point them to Jesus. But in order to do that, there has to be some legwork in the background. There has to be communication in the background. So this is a very important training, one that it doesn't matter where you're serving in kids ministry, there is something here for you to learn. So the first part is scheduling. The first thing you're going to need to do is please download the Church Center app if you have not done so already. It's a very important app. It's not just for scheduling communication for kids ministry. You can do everything through this app. Sign up for community groups, tithe, register for events, and as well as get your schedule for when you're serving in different ministries here at the church. So, of course, we're talking about kids ministry here, but all ministries use this app in order to communicate and plan out your guys' schedule. So please get that app. It's really easy to get logged into it. Very, very simple. So once you have been placed on a team, we will upload your information into our scheduling system on the back end of this app. We'll organize you, get you in your spot, and put you into a template. You might receive an email when we do this asking you to download a different app called Planning Center Services, but you do not need to download this app. You'll actually get confused. Don't do it. Just get the Church Center app. That's all you need. When you are scheduled for your rotation, you'll be notified through the Church Center app. So it'll say, hey, so-and-so, you're scheduled to serve this place, this time, this location. One button says accept, and then there's another button that says more. Click accept to say you'll be there. But if you are not able to serve on your scheduled Sunday, click more and then decline and enter a reason for your absence. So this is you telling us, yes, I'm going to be there. No, I'm not able to make it. We ask that you keep your commitment to the best of your ability, but we also know that things come up. We'll go over this later. Things come up and we might need to readjust your schedule slightly based off of things that are happening in your life. But if you're able to the best of your ability, please keep the commitment. It's an every other week commitment that you have said you would keep. If you know in advance that you will be out of town, in the Church Center app, you can block out future dates. So these are the steps that you're going to take. It's written on your document, but if you need to write it down or you need to like open up your app and like look for it, please do that. So the first thing you're going to do is click on me. Then you're going to click actions. And then you're going to click add block out. Simple as that. You're going to click me, then you're going to click actions, and then you're going to click add blockout, or blockout, I'm sorry. Then follow the prompt to select the dates you know you will be gone, and you can also enter the reason you're going to be gone, which we like to know that because we love you guys and we want to stay connected with you, but it's not necessary for you to do that. And then, yeah, so we'll know in advance, and if we try to schedule you on that date, it'll automatically decline you. In addition to this, say that you're going to be gone on a week that you know you're not scheduled to serve. Please just block it out anyway, because if we tried to switch you with somebody else, we would know, like, oh, they're actually declined. They blocked it out, so we can't even reach out to them. So we won't even reach out to you on your off days. So always, if you're going to be gone over a weekend, just block it out. If you want to give us the reason, you can. We like it. But if you don't, we would rather not. Don't worry about it. The next thing is if an emergency arises and you need to call out the week of, so you didn't know you were going to be gone, it's the week of, simply text Karina, who's our kids ministry coordinator, at 805-766-1717. This is her number. Again, it's 805-766-1717. Text her as soon as possible. Especially before Saturday, if possible, so Karina has time to find you a substitute or to switch you with somebody else. Say that you're feeling unwell on Wednesday. Even if you're not sure you're going to call out, just text her and be like, hey, I'm feeling a little off. I don't feel too great. At least she knows she can be like brainstorming in advance somebody to switch you with or find a substitute for you so that that position is covered. You may not know it when you're serving or when you call out, but when one person calls out of kids ministry who we were expecting, it actually very much so can affect kids ministry. Very, very much so. Because when one person calls out, that means that other person that's serving with the class all of a sudden has this full class. We have to find a substitute. Maybe we don't find a substitute. That means we have to combine with another class. And it's really, really hard. So again, I mentioned it before, try to keep your commitment if possible. But of course, if something comes up, an emergency arises, you're getting sick, as soon as possible, let Karina know so that we can make sure that that spot is fully covered. And the rest of the team will feel like they have enough support to receive the kids well. If you are on the other side of that, if you've ever experienced it or you will experience it when somebody calls out, it is really hard. So just be mindful that when you call out, it does the same thing for your team where it just is harder with fewer volunteers. So that concludes the scheduling portion. The second part is communication. There are three different types of communication that we have as a team. First is mass communication. The second is team communication. And then the last is individual communication. And we do things a little differently for each one. So this can get a little confusing. So follow along closely. Take notes if you need to. But let me begin. So mass communication. At the start of every unit, every 3 to 6 weeks or so, and when I say unit, this is a unit in the curriculum, we will send out a Reality Kids volunteer newsletter where we'll update on the upcoming events, the what we're going to be learning next in the curriculum, and other vital information that needs to be communicated to everyone. Please do not unsubscribe from the mailing list so that you stay up to date on the most important volunteer and Reality Kids updates. So we are sending out an email, if I did not make that clear, we're sending out an email to everybody with the big sweeping important updates for the next 3 to 6 weeks. So these are big things that everybody needs to know and we might need your help on. And so you can sign up to serve, or maybe it's an equipping so you can RSVP if you're going to be there. Or maybe something happened in the previous unit that we want to like update you on of like how it went. But it really is like a very important thing for you to check. So please check your email. And when you get that email, please do not unsubscribe because this is how we are going to be communicating with mass communication. The second thing is team communication. So you are placed on a team with a specific age group or in a specific role outside of a classroom. And sometimes we need to communicate as a team. How is this going? Is it not going well? We need to collaborate on this idea. So I do it probably about once a semester with each team because I always want to make sure that the way we're doing a class and the way we do a Sunday and the way that we present a curriculum is meeting the kids right where they're at well. And I'm not the one with the kids, you're the one with the kids. So I need your guys' feedback. I need to collaborate with you so that I can give you the tools and resources you need to best serve these kids. So we need to communicate as a team occasionally. And how we do that is, if you look at your document, we use a texting app called GroupMe. So this is the second app that you will need to download. GroupMe is a texting app that will help us keep everything nice and organized. So we use GroupMe to collaborate and communicate with our individual teams So please download the app and turn on the notifications. I don't send a million things through this texting app, so it's okay if the notifications are on. There's not going to be a lot happening in this app from us. But when it does happen, it's very important. So first app we mentioned before was Church Center with scheduling, and the second app is GroupMe. Now, you will be a part of two threads in GroupMe. One is the All Kids Ministry thread. That means I have all the volunteers in one thread. And then the other will be a specific team. So I mentioned before mass communication. We're going to send out newsletters. If there's something in the moment, last minute, that we need to communicate, we'll communicate it through the All Kids Ministry thread. If you are on a team, we'll communicate to your specific team in your team's communication thread. So, again, GroupMe. You need that. And then finally, individual communication. If you want to reach out to me, you want to reach out to Karina, we're going to be getting to know each other pretty well over this coming semester. We're going to be connecting with you. You can always reach out to us if you have any questions, comments, concerns, life updates, want to chat, whatever. You can talk to us directly. If you want to know who you're supposed to talk to based off of a certain thing, me, Anna, as the kids ministry director, I handle all curriculum and content. So if you have any questions about your lesson plan, you have any questions about or ideas or feedback for how things went, you will contact me for situations like that. If you need anything to communicate anything that has to do with your schedule, you're going to want to contact Karina instead. She's the one who organizes all the volunteers, makes sure that every room has the sufficient amount of help that is needed in order to carry off a Sunday and do a lesson and do a class. So you'll communicate to her if you need to change anything with your schedule or you have anything happening or an emergency, like we mentioned before. So that concludes our scheduling and communications training. Thank you so much for listening. Again, I'm Anna. And if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can reach out to me by email at anna@realityventura.com. Thank you so much.